good afternoon. Yeah, very excited to be here. I think it's all about people. I think you just learned a lot about that guy right there, and I continue to be extremely impressed with Matt. Just this is a tough time of year in coaching. There's a lot of hiring, and with a hiring is a firing, and he's handled it unbelievably well with class, and everybody in this building has been phenomenal. Excited about this staff, excited to not get my teeth kicked in as much as we did in the old days, maybe against Vic every day. Just very excited about the people here. And then the place, Chicago, I don't know if we have to make a list how great this city is and this area. The history here is unbelievable. You walk by, you know, Walter Payton and Dick Butkus and George Halas every day. It's an honor to walk in this building and the opportunity to win. I think it feels like we're close as a culture around here. I know that's something that we're going to work hard on offensively to match where we're going to be and have been defensively and on special teams. And it feels close. And I want to be a part of that, putting over the top. So open up to questions.
Mark, in your experience, when you watched what happened with Chip Kelly going to the NFL, what lessons did you take away? What works, what doesn't work, what do you think will work? Any concepts that you took away from his experience?
Man, that's a great question. Probably don't have enough time to answer that. But, the biggest difference is literally size and plays, right? Size of squad and plays in a game. College football, you can run, you know, however many plays you want, almost 80, 90. In the NFL, that's not going to happen. You cannot practice like you do in college in the NFL, 53-man roster limitations, all those things. But football's football. You block, you tackle. There's, coverages you have to do. You have to get your quarterback at the right place at the right time. You have to run the football when you need to run the football. You have to throw it when you need to throw it. And those things will, those are timeless things. But, there's a lot of things that we learned from that. And there were a lot of good things that they did as well.
Personally, why was the timing right for you to go to the pros? I know there's some colleges Chip Kelly was calling, Arizona was calling. Why was the timing right for you to make this move?
Again, I think the more that I talked with and got to know Matt through other people, we have kind of a weird – I kind of came up through the Dirt Cutter system, which was with Andy Reid, and we kind of came opposite ways around the globe to meet here in Chicago. And again, knowing the defense in place and hopefully staying in place, the opportunity, again, like I talked about, young quarterback, some beaten up receivers, knocked around offensive line, just in terms of health. I think, there's just a lot of opportunity. And the NFL is a great challenge. It's an honor to be here and a great challenge as we go forward that is exciting as a competitor.
Mark, Jeff Dickerson, ESPN. How much film did you watch of Trubisky before you met Matt and interviewed for the job? And based on what you knew about him from North Carolina when you were still coaching at Oregon, what are your initial thoughts of him?
Yeah, I have since then. I didn't watch film necessarily as we were talking. I think the biggest thing that jumped out on me as I have watched him on film is he's coachable. And you can tell a quarterback is coachable just watching his feet and his eyes. And his eyes are deliberate. You know, they're going from one to two to three, or I'm looking here and high-lowing this guy. Whatever it is, they're deliberate. And then the other thing that jumped out is his accuracy and taking care of the football. You know, he had, I think it was like a 3-1 or maybe even a 4-1 touchdown interception ratio in college. That works, right? That's a good thing. We need to continue that. We can't put the defense in a bad situation, our team in a situation, because there's times in the NFL they're going to get you. And I think a quarterback kind of either has that innately, that ability to take care of the football versus turning it over when he for lack of a better word, panics.
Mark, you talked about your ability to develop quarterbacks. What would you say, just generally speaking, are the most important steps and aspects in that process, developing a young quarterback like Mitchell?
Have a talented guy that wants to be coached. And then, when you have a talented guy that wants to be great, you get him to say that, right? And then hold them to that standard. And as a coach, I think you're constantly trying to find ways to communicate how they learn, get them to, you know, he's, again, a young guy, walks, just imagine walking in, you know, to the huddle in Soldier Field for the first time, and there's a 31-year-old and a 20-something-year-old and, you know, all these veterans around you. That's a challenging deal, and you have to get in their corner at the beginning, challenge them like heck, you know, until that first snap, and get them thinking about as little as possible at the snap. And that's a challenge, again, defense like Coach Fangio's every single day, he's going to be confused. And our job is to dwindle that down to think about one thing. We talk about a flight simulator, right? We put the quarterback through lightning and thunder and bad weather and winds and darkness. And you know, it's not every day's blue sky, but we want him on the snap to be thinking, I need to look at A and then B and then C.
Patrick Finley from the Sun-Times. This last year when you were doing TV, did you go visit other college teams, pro teams, and what did you learn in terms of offensive philosophy just from being behind the curtain somewhere else?
No, I behind the curtain is a good phrase. Had a chance to spend some time with several NFL teams last year about this time and then leading up to the draft, and then also spent a lot of time with college teams both in the off season and with Fox. Fox was fantastic to me. Great people. It was a great experience. You did get behind the curtain and see how people prepare. Even a drill or a nuance of terminology or something that you'll take forward, and that was, yeah, very, very beneficial.
What NFL teams did you spend time with? Gotcha.
I can't remember.
Mark Allen.
It's a lie. Fred Biggs with the Chicago Tribune. What did you get from Dirk over the years and talking to him about the move that he made a while back now? And then I'm sure at some point he probably picked your brain a little bit as well.
When I've talked to Dirk about that, coaching in college versus coaching in the NFL, is that what you're – yeah. His answer, you know, before I could finish the question was NFL. And so I there's just differences of in-season, off-season. It's – you know, we know that we need to win football games. And we need to – coaching and football is – it's the same. It doesn't matter if you're coaching Pop Warner or 15 – 20, 30 years in the NFL, it's coaching guys that hopefully, again, want to be great and getting that out of them. And then the extracurricular stuff is very different in the NFL and in college. And so there's some people love to stay in college. I had a great time. I've been very, very lucky in my career. I've been at great places with a lot of great people. And, you know, this is, again, a challenge that I'm excited about.
Did Dirk ever pick your brain about what you had going on in college, those stuff that he was trying to borrow?
Yeah, we've talked, again, he would always kind of, that's because it is different than what he's done, and they've done a little bit more, but, we've talked schematically in the past about that stuff. That was good technique, by the way, right there.
J.J. Stank, that's NBC Sports Chicago. What did you learn yourself about coaching Marcus Mariota and, like, how to grow and develop a quarterback of that talent at Oregon?
Well, again, start with great talent. And that guy, it's so cool to see him. And obviously we'll be opponents here at some point. But it's so cool to see him continue to be who he truly is at the, you know, elite of the elite level. But a guy that, you know, walked in the first day and never looked up. He never, you know, he would look at his shoes all day long. And to see the guy now that engages people and just, again, just exudes who he is, where he's from. And then, you know, as a football player, when you've got a guy that has that in him, that also has the desire and the want, it's easy. You know, and his biggest attribute, which is something that all young guys, he wanted to win every single rep of whatever we're doing. If we're playing, I don't know, badminton, he wanted to win we've never played badminton, but every snap of 7-on-7, of 1-on-1, of individual, he wanted to crush it.
And you had quarterbacks at Oregon who were successful, but not mm-hmm. guys who were the number 2 overall right. pick in the draft. So you yourself, in coaching him, what did you learn about developing a quarterback?
I think they're individuals, right? They're humans that you have to. And we had short guys that were really good, and he's a tall guy that was, you know, really good. But it's all individual, and that's what we need to quite frankly, learn here is not only at quarterback, how do we process things, how do we go about, you know, developing Mitch and everybody else, but, you know, I think some young offensive linemen and some veteran offensive linemen that have a chance to be great. And any time you have transition, you don't know until you know, right? We're going to go through this and put the plan together offensively. Then we're going to go out and make a bunch of mistakes and go, yeah, let's do this more. Let's do this less and move forward.
Mark, Chris Sema, 670 The Score. What are your impressions of Matt as you put together your heads and kind of brainstormed offensive philosophies?
Yeah, I mean, we're doing that right now. The philosophy our philosophies are not ongoing, but putting it together is ongoing, and it's, you know, we're at the infantile stage. Is infantile a word? In infancy of that, and again, it's more right now of trying to watch the roster on from last year and kind of perceive what you think their strengths and weaknesses are, and you know, there's some guys that show up and look fantastic one play, then you lose them, and I don't know why that happened or what happened, and so that's what we'll try to decipher throughout the off season.
But what have you gained just getting to know Matt a little bit, kind of at a personal level?
Yeah, I mean, he incredibly impressed. I think again the humanity, the professionalism, all the things that he's shown in terms of dealing with the hirings and the firings. That's hard. That's not, you know, it's very easy in the media, and it's been said a time or two of, you know, fire so and so. Well, there's about 30 other people that are affected by so and so, right? And I think he's been great in terms of that. We've you know, crammed in some ball as much as possible, and we certainly will do a lot more of that once and we're close once we're done with staff.
What are your early impressions of the roster you're inheriting, and also what gives you the sense that you're close, as you said?
I think the sense that we're close, again, I think defensively, I'm, again, very excited to be a part of that. And you know, this isn't about a million points and all this stuff. It's about winning. And you know, we need to take care of the rock, put our team in great, great situations to be ahead at the end of the game, right? That's the object here. And I think just watching Mitchell's, just his decision making, some of those things, that there's a lot of good stuff there. I think the young tackles have a chance to be fantastic. Need to stay healthy and get healthy on the interior part of it, and on the perimeter, you know, just had a bunch, unfortunately, a bunch of guys in and out of the lineup. And so, when you're developing a young quarterback and there's difference, it's hard, you know, because he wants that rhythm and the technique and the trust of whatever it is coming out of a route cut or, you know, maybe it's even the quarterback center exchange. Some of those little things that you don't even think about for a young quarterback, they throw him off. And so hopefully just developing competition at all those spots and again, maximizing everybody's role.
Mark, Bob Laguerre, Daily Herald. What similarities do you see between Marcus and Mitch, if any?
Yeah, no, I see, again, a lot. I think Mitchell has a tight release. You know, he's an accurate passer. They also have a couple things that are similar in terms of what makes them inaccurate, and that's usually their feet that take them out of position. I sense from talking to a couple of the offensive linemen, and this was unsolicited, he works hard, When your offensive linemen are talking about how hard the quarterback works and, hey, you're going to love this guy, that's a great sign. And so he needs to continue to do that and continue to challenge himself and improve.
Mark, Deion Miller from ABC7. Matt said one of your strengths is that you've been there as a head coach and offensive coordinator. Is it a challenge to take a step back and watch somebody go through that for the first time and not try to help more with someone like Nagy?
Not at all. It's if he was a different person, maybe. You know, we're going to have some ups and we're going to have some downs. And I made a million mistakes, and a lot of them. And if some of those things I could supplement and communicate, hey, you know, this and this might happen, and that helps him, you know, take a shortcut on a path, absolutely. But I think this is all collaborative. You know, I'm going to be in Vic's office a lot. He's going to be annoyed by me of you know, to get in his head and know what might sort of kind of help me transition from college to the NFL. I would be an idiot if I didn't walk, you know, 24 feet down and ask a guy like that. And so we're all in this together.
Two more real quick.
Mark, given that Matt has said he would prefer to call plays or will call plays, have you guys ironed out as far as what your responsibilities will be, game planning, install, off-season, game week? Has that all been figured out yet?
Yes and no, but no. We're, you know, again, finishing out the staff, and once we have that, then we'll start to kind of slot in those responsibilities. But that's not a factor. Call it. Go ahead. That's right.
Yeah. And then just in terms of your exposure to the college game in the last few seasons, are you going to be able to add maybe a scouting element just in terms of, hey, I faced this guy, I coached this guy, et cetera? Is that something you can add to the draft?
Hopefully, yeah. Of guys, you know, a lot of times you know these guys when they're 13, 14 years old, and some things, you know, some guys, whatever, maybe an issue they had in the past or something that you know about or playing against someone, you know, so absolutely. We'll talk about that as we get closer with the personnel people and get ready for the draft.
Last question. Hey, Mark, Rich Campbell from the Chicago Tribune. As you look at the NFL as a whole, and then also maybe the Chiefs last year as a subset, and Coach Nagy's talked about some of the spread option mm-hmm. concepts, what's your assessment of how those concepts have sort of proliferated in the league at this point and where it stands right now?
Yeah, I think you've seen and heard somebody the other day call it, you know, the trickle up effect of whatever that means, college football to the NFL. And I think in the past that certainly didn't happen. You know, it's again, it's a little bit easier to be kind of experimental in college because you can, I don't want to say waste a play, but you can waste a play. And come back and make it happen. Whereas in the NFL, there's just a lot fewer plays, and you know the ball is of utmost importance, obviously, but you can't just waste one. But I think that Alex Smith is an example of a guy who can do a lot of things, both with his arm and his feet, and just the presence of that, just the possibility of that. If you make, you know, some of these guys, these edge rushers, this, you know, backside backer, just hesitate for a half second, you have a shot.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
Thanks.